Now to discourse of man I take in hand, in what a state his fickle life doth stand. He in this world is as a pilgrimage, and maketh haste to travail to old age. Man's life compared is unto a flower that grows and withers all within 1 hour, and like to grass that groweth in the field, or like true courage with his load to yield. The flower's cut, and now can bear no shoe. The grass is withered, which was green to view. True courage wronged by o'er a many foes, and death doth make a man his life to lose. Man's life is like the damask rose you see, or like the blossom that grows on the tree, or like unto the dainty flowers in May, or like the morning that begins the day. The rose is withered and the blossom blasteth, the flowers fade and fast the morning hasteth. E'en such is men whose thread is quickly spun, drawn out and cut, and suddenly is done. Man's life is like the sun, or like the shade, or like unto the gourd which Jonas had, or like an owl, like unto a span, or like unto the singing of a swan. The sun doth set, and fast the shadow flies. The gourd consumes, and man, he quickly dies. The hour is short for, and the span not long. The swan near death, man's life is quickly done. Man's life is like the grass that's newly sprung, or like unto the tale that's new begun, or like the bird which we do see today, or like the pearl dew that is in May. The grass is withered and the tale is ended, the bird is flown and up the dew ascended. E'en such is man who liveth by his breath, is here now there, still subject unto death. Man's life is like the bubble in the brook, or like a glass wherein a man doth look, or like a shuttle in a weaver's hand, or like the writing that is in the sand. The bubbles broke, and soon the looks forego, the shuttle's flung for, and the writing's blot. Even such is man that liveth on the earth, he a whale subject for to lose his breath. Man's life is like a thought, or like a dream, or like the gliding of a running stream, or like a race, or like unto a goal, or like the dealing of a rich man's dole. The thought is past, and for the dream is gone. The water glides, e'en so man's life is done. The race soon run, so is the goal soon won. The dole soon dealt, man's life is quickly done. Man's life is like an arrow from the bow, or like sweet course of waters that doth flow, or like the time betwixt the Flandern ebb, or like unto the spider's tender web. The arrow shot for and the flood soon spent, the time's no time, the spider's web is rent. Even such is man, and of as brittle state, he is always subject unto Eve's fate. Man's life is like the lightning in the sky, or like a post that suddenly doth high, or like a quaver singing of a song, or like a journey that's not very long. The lightnings pass for, and the post must go. The note is short, and so's the journey too. Even such is man, the which doth heap up sorrow, that lives today and dies before tomorrow. Man's like unto the snow when summer's come, or like a pear, or like unto a plum, or like a tree that groweth fresh and green, or like the wind which can no ways be seen. The pearl doth rot for, and the plum doth fall, the snow dissolves, and so we must do all. The tree's consumed that was so fresh and fair, the wind's uncertain that blows in the air. Man's like the seed put into the earth's womb, or like dead Lazarus that's in his tomb, or like the Tabitha being in a sleep, or like to Jonas that was in the deep. The seed it springeth, Lazarus now standeth, Tabitha wakes, and Jonas he landed. Thus are we certain life we shall obtain, though death doth kill, yet shall we live again. God of his mercy, grant to us his grace, that we may lead our lives in such a case, that when we are departed hence away, we then may live with him in joy for aye. Grant, Lord, that we may please thy will divine. Lord, let thy loving favour on us shine, and turn from us thy heavy wrath and ire, and grant us mercy, Lord, we thee require. Lord, make us like the fruitful wines, to bring forth fruits in our due tides and times, unto the honour of thy glorious name. Amen, good Lord, grant we may do the same. Now to conclude, God bless our gracious Charles, with all his worthy subjects, lords and earls, and grant us, Lord, true faith with love and peace, and let thy God's spell more and more increase.